And it was the last Purgatory then, who happened to have adopted a little boy, maybe about baby boy. And as the boy getting to be 5 years old, apparently, he had a dream. And he told his father, adopted a father, and he says, "I dream that I was a bird, and I was flying." And the Upagittahe said, "All right, you shall be called Pinesis, because you fly." Because the boy has said, "I fly like Pinesis." It's a small bird, not the goose type of thing. And so his name was Pinesis. He grew up and stayed with this Upagittahe until he began to be a young man and learned the trade by him, and was began to know the job very well. And as he began to be about 30 years old, he became a mature man. And by that time, the Upagittahe was really getting old. In fact, he blind. He got blind one day, and that was the last time he stayed here, in at the mouth of the Winnisk River. And he was not working quietly, but he was more like supervising his adopted son, Pinesis. So Pinesis took over physical work and only had him as a supervisor, this Upagittahe. And then when it time to go, and literally this one man got sick and he couldn't work and he was simply just sitting there. And he got very lean, he was very skinny, very light. So he said to his son, adopted son, because his adopted son was a strong man, and so he said, "I do wish you could take me back to Fort Severn, because this is going to be my last season here. I'm not going to be back." So the Pinesis says, "Yes, of course, I'll take you back." So he make a special seat that he can put on his back and put this old man back to back, sort of, and then carry him like that, because the old man could not walk and he couldn't see, but he was still moving around a bit. So the day come, the last day after he finishes work and everything, this Pinesis make a pack for his adopted father, and then he took off with his wife, I think, and then they traveled to Fort Severn. According to the story that I hear, only him went and his adopted father. And he has said that, you know, he was not heavy because he was skinny and very lean. So he was able to carry him very easily. Apparently he stopped maybe 3 times along the way, just because Upagittahe says, you know, rest now. Because Upagittahe didn't want him to get too tired. And it was Pinesis who was saying that the old man has been traveling there for years and years, and he knows every riches, the sandbars and which way he walks and where he's going to cross the little creeks that are there. And as if he's just seeing where I walk, he says, he would say, okay, turn this way and follow this ridge and it will be easier to cross the creek. So the man just followed his direction, even though he didn't see that well. The old man just see it with his mind. And then finally, this Upagittahe spoke very well in Umuskigo. And when then he says, when they get to Fort Severn, at the east side of the Fort Severn, so they used to have the signal, fire the shot 3 times. Of the gun, and therefore later on they appeared the boat coming from the village.